Item 1299.
Accept report from Portland Community College on the current work of Future Connect.
Great. All right. Let me get to my council calendar here. Sorry. So I think we have a panel here this morning to come provide this report. We have Pam Blumenthal from PCC, and along with Marion Leviton, Josh Laurie, and Marcus Ibue. So we're welcoming this group to tell us about the progress of a great program in which the City of Portland is a partner, and really appreciate the good work that you've been doing and looking forward to hearing how well it's going.
Great. Thanks,
Pam,
so much.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor Hales and City Commissioners. I apologize. Our board member, Kalee Thorne-Ladd, was supposed to be here today, and I'm representing her. She, unfortunately, is ill. But on behalf of the PCC Board of Directors and our Portland Community College President, Jeremy Brown, I want to thank you for allowing us to share an update about Future Connect. 4 years ago, when we started the Future Connect program, we had hopes and dreams about how this type of program could impact the young people of our community. I don't think even we could have imagined that in a short time, Future Connect would come to serve as a local, state, and national model for access and success for low-income, first-generation college goers. And it all started here with your support. This fall, we welcomed our fourth cohort of 350 students, and our impacts and outcomes are improving each year. You should all have in front of you a report. There is a document from our foundation, as well as this document. It looks like, you're gonna get those. We put this together so that you'll have a better idea what's new, what the trends have been in these three years, going on four, and also some photos of our students. As you can see, our retention rate, which is the second page of the has the graphs on it, has been increasing each year. The key piece to that is the retention rate. This measure gauges engagement and completion. Students who are retained are, of course, more likely to complete. As you can see, our retention rate is at least 70%. This fall was 82%. So the students who started last fall were retained on average at 82%. This is compared to 20% at Portland Community College for similar students who are low-income first generation and do not receive the supports of Future Connect. As you know, Future Connect is not just a scholarship program, it is a support. And it is that support that is making the difference. Our impact is much greater than just the students who end up in our program. Each year, we are reaching hundreds of students in high schools, many of whom who would not otherwise see college as an option. Your investment and vision has created regional and national impact. As you know, the cities of Hillsborough and Beaverton are now supporting Future Connect and investing. This is their second year, and we are hoping that that will continue. Last year, we received funding from the state of Oregon, and there are plans to request more funding for Future Connect this year, this coming year. Last week, our programs were highlighted at the re-engagement convening, and Future Connect were very impressed. People were impressed by the model of Future Connect. People from around the U.S. We're especially impressed with the commitment of the city and your engagement with the success of our young people. This past fall, we've received a grant from the Ford Family Foundation to explore how the Future Connect model can work in rural communities. PCC is committed to Future Connect and to the partnerships that we've created through this unique and successful program. We hope that we can count on your continued support as we evolve and expand this life-changing program. The PCC Foundation has done an incredible job matching the investment made by you, the City of Portland. Marion Levitan, our Vice President of our Foundation Board, will now tell you more about that.
Good morning.
Good morning.
As Vice President of the PCC Foundation Board of Directors, and on behalf of my fellow board members, I thank the City of Portland for its vision and its investment in PCC's Future Connect program. The city's investment in Future Connect continues to be a catalyst for philanthropy at PCC and throughout the region. Much of our ability to raise money comes from the ongoing leadership and support that we have received from the city. Time and again, we have seen family foundations, business leaders, and individual donors step forward to grow and sustain Future Connect. Since its inception, private contributions from individuals, businesses, and foundations have totaled nearly $1.5 million. During the 2013-2014 fiscal year, we raised $355,000 from private donors. Each individual, business, or foundation that donate recognize the value of the program, not only to the students involved, but also to the community and its businesses. Additionally, your leadership motivated the cities of Hillsboro and Beaverton to partner with us in 2013-2014. PCC has now launched this life-changing program in their communities. Thanks to a recent planning grant, and this was mentioned by Pam Blumenthal, the Ford Family Foundation, we plan to replicate the Future Connect program model in rural areas throughout the region. That's a good thing. Our ongoing success with Future Connect stems from your leadership and your support. For that, the foundation is grateful. We look forward to continuing this innovative and valuable partnership with you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor. Good morning, City Commissioners. I'm Joshua Laurie. I'm the program manager. I'm lucky enough to work with all the students every single day, and I can tell you 4 years ago we started this program with three staff, myself and two coaches. In that short four-year time, now we have 10 staff. We have six coaches who are working with students on the campuses. We have one outreach and recruitment specialist who's out in the high schools connecting with students early on in their junior and senior year. We have an MSW PSU student working with students to help with the cultural transition from PCC to the four-year universities. And we have a VISTA AmeriCorps member working to develop work-study for our students out in middle schools and high schools in the region. So the program has not just grown in staff, but it's grown in capacity as well. As you can see on the last two pages of your handout, we are not doing this work on our own. We continue to build partnerships that expand support to students beyond what we are able to do ourselves. One thing we realized early in Future Connect is that there are tremendous amount of programs, schools and community-based programs, who are already forging the relationships prior to graduation. All we are trying to do is build on that. We're not trying to have the student adapt to any program, but rather flex the system to help support the student transition. So to highlight some of those partnerships, you can see on our last couple pages there, we have several partnerships. I'd just like to highlight a few. One is that without any additional dollars, we were able to increase our internships for our current students through a partnership with WSI. So current students who then go into college are now connecting to internships in their freshman year at college that really reconnect them to what they're doing in the classroom.
Tell folks what WSI stands for.
Work Systems, Inc. Sorry. I have so many acronyms. Our collaboration with PPS, Portland Public School District, to earn the Gear Up grant for the next 8 years as well is key. We are now providing leadership training at PCC for students who graduate from specific clusters to then return to their middle schools that they came from and high schools and mentor young students who are first generation low income. So we're not just helping students to educate themselves about how to access college, but rather how to change their community. Another one is our focus on connecting with local nonprofits such as Carpe Mundi. We've sent 25 students to study abroad for free. So students who otherwise were contemplative about college are now representing not just PCC, but Portland all across the world. And they're earning 24 PSU credits while they do it. And finally, our work collaborating with multiple partnerships to develop and maintain long-term supports for the highest need students, and specifically our work with PACT, which is Portland Accesses College Together, in conjunction with All Hands Raised, moving the needle on how students access college, and our work with New Avenues, Home Forward, and doing the New Avenues, I'm sorry, the New Doors and College Avenues, specifically centered on supporting foster care students. So these partnerships are really what make the program strong, not just the program itself. It's our ability to work with what resources we already have in Portland. As the program manager, I feel proud to work the work we are doing, and it's really only made possible by the students' grit and determination. And one of those students who I feel epitomizes that is Marius here. 4 years ago, I was able to, 3.5 years ago, in this very room, award Marius a Future Connect scholarship. And it's in such a short time that Marius has made me more proud to be not just a program manager of this program, but also a Portlander. So I'd like to introduce Marius Abuye, who is one of our great students.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Again, my name is Marius Abuye, and I first want to thank you for the support that the city has provided. Your support has helped me tremendously to the point that word cannot express my gratitude. I graduated from high school in 2011 while in Youth Summer Connects program at the Bureau of Transportation when I first heard about the Future Connect scholarship. I could have gone to any university of my choice, but I had really no idea of how to do that. Admission, financial deadline, all didn't make sense. I worked with my high school counselor, but frankly, I'm not sure he really had an idea of who I was and what I was capable of. So I chose PCC because it was close to my house. This was a great idea. When I got in college fresh from high school, nothing made sense. I knew I wanted to be a pharmacist, but I didn't know how to get there. I remember it was only after my first meeting with my career coach, Rebecca Moyer, that the path to pharmacy became clear. My coach researched prerequisite for pharmacy program at Oregon State University because I told her that's where I wanted to go and handed it to me. It was this moment that I really felt empowered. I began taking these classes, but at some point I started having the sense of being overwhelmed. Science classes with long hours in labs and part-time job filled my plate. My coach was there to encourage me and inspire me. She made my learning process easy by checking with me on a regular basis to make sure that everything was going well. With all the support that I received from Future Connect, I was able to finish my prerequisite and transfer to OSU with Ford Family Foundation Scholarship, where I'm getting ready to graduate in July with Honors Bachelor of Science, pre-pharmacy option with a minor in health management and policy. My plan is to attend grad school at Pacific or Oregon State University. My goal is to practice as a pharmacist and eventually join the Board of Pharmacy, where I can be able to participate in decisions that affects pharmacy services on a regular basis. This is the evidence that Future Connect, to me, is not just a program name, but a reality. They have opened the doors of opportunities that lead to future and guided me through them. Now I'm walking in with confidence, believing that I'm heading to the future that was thought of when the program first started. A large part that I want to leave you with is that while this program truly helped me to create a community for me, it's also working with my siblings who are now in Future Connect as well. My young sister and brother are here this morning, and they're in the 2012 and 2013 cohort. One could say that I'm an ambassador for the program.
That's great. Thank you very much. Appreciate hearing about your progress. That's great.
Thank you.
Questions for this panel?
I'm looking at your excellent brochure. What's the overall budget for the program now?
It's for all three regions. We're about 1.1.
1.1 million?
Yeah.
And the city last year chipped in about 432,000?
This city specifically, I believe it was.
It was 420.
Yeah. 420, I think.
Yeah, 420.
I think so, it's 420.
And we will have the chance to take that up again in the next budget cycle, no doubt.
Yes. Our MO, we had a three-year MOU, but we were negotiating the budget annually. So the MOU, this is the last year of the MOU, and we'll be discussing re-upping that. Yeah.
And I noticed in the write-up of Daisy, who had her story and your stories in the brochure, it refers to the Oregon Leadership Institute at PCC's Rock Creek campus.
OLI.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, could you tell us about that?
Well, I think the OLI program is specifically out at Rock Creek to work with young Latinas and Latinos coming from the Hillsborough and Beaverton school district areas. And so they do some early intervention with them over the summer program. So it's not a program that I'm specifically responsible for. But once again, it kind of speaks to, how should I say, we basically try and find any resource that makes sense. In our mind, I don't really care exactly what you want to do, but whatever your passion and your purpose is, we'll find it. So if OLA is something that sticks with you, then perfect, we'll find that resource.
So you mentioned focusing on foster youth or former foster youth. Could you elaborate on
that a little bit? So with your office specifically, Commissioner Saltzman, we actually were working in concert about 2.5 years. There's a symposium at PSU on supporting foster care, and it was supposed to be a workshop conference. From that small workshop conference, there was about 5 groups of us, Home Forward, a representative from your office, New Avenues for Youth, PCC Future Connect. We all came together, and REAP, I think, was the other one, and developed what can we do from this conference? What actual actionable item could we do? And so since then, in the last year, and I think I spoke to this last time we did a report, we were actually able to have a house in Southeast Portland for young females who are exiting the foster care system as long as they're in college. So that house now has 4 students in it. And then we do some of the college advising specifically around that. And their rent is subsidized through Home Forward.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you specifically for
making
that.
Other questions or comments?
Just have a comment from Marius. I don't know if you remember when you accepted your scholarship here in this chamber, I talked about the investment of the taxpayers of Portland in your education and that the taxpayers believe in you. And so I wanted to thank you for coming back to tell us that indeed that investment is paying off and that you're on your way to becoming a pharmacist. And it was really much appreciated that you bothered to come today.
That's great. Thank you. Others? Well, thank you all very much. Appreciate this chance annually to get a glimpse at how well the program's working. It's always great to have both the statistical data about how many students you're reaching and what's happening, but also to get an individual report from somebody who's succeeding thanks to this program. So good luck to you in the next stage of your academic career, Marius, and we look forward to you being part of the pharmacy community in Oregon.
Thank you.
Well done. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Anyone else like to comment on this report?
We have 2 people signed up, Charles Johnson and Clive Tagoa Morrison.
Okay, come on up. Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, and to jog your memories perhaps, my name is Charles Johnson. And I was hoping that even though they're recovering from finals week, more of the students involved in this program at Portland Community College could come out and let us know about the real impacts and real struggles that students, especially students facing poverty or institutionalized prejudice because of their minority status, could face. It is good to see this good chunk of money, but I think that especially young people of color, young black and Latina, men and women, while they're glad to see a substantial investment in here, they also lose confidence in city government when they open up the Oregonian and turn to page 10 and find out about the $312 you used to fly 24-year-old men from New York here to meet women off of Craigslist. I think that sends a horrible, confusing, mixed message to this entire community that $312 of public money goes to bring a 24-year-old black man who we should be hoping gets involved in City University of New York to come here and dabble around with some exotic fantasy our police people spend 1,000 text messages on to bring a guy from Queens, New York, to Portland to meet a fictitious woman who may have been racially profiled as a description of a non-white woman or tried to lure a black man here with a description of a fake white woman on Craigslist, and then we actually fly this horrible victimizer here and waste the time of the human trafficking unit on crap like that. Even our judges voice skeptical comments in the Oregonian, and people who are participating in Future Connect are not stupid. They can connect the dots and see where our community's values really are when things like that happen. I definitely want the Human Trafficking Unit to get money and to fight exploitation of Latina women who are brought across the border, people from Eastern Europe, but those people can't really feel like Future Connect is a program that's really there for them when it's balanced with stuff like that in page 10 of the Oregonian, where you shock the minds of women like Cassia Rutledge at Lewis and Clark's Law Project. So I hope that some people in Future Connect will be engaging with their society, because it's not really my place. I mean, maybe Black and Latina women feel protected and served by this kind of inanity. If they feel outraged, I hope that after the 14th, when slots are available to comment here at City Hall, they will come forth and ask why Mike Gallagher sent 200 text messages back and forth to New York so public funds could be spent on a $312 airline ticket. We would much rather have those man hours go into protecting real women and people at risk here in Portland, and more of that human energy going into programs like this awesome Future Connect program, so that 24-year-old men are channeled into constructive things instead of getting lifetime sex offender registration status, which probably won't apply in New York because of the crazy way this prosecution was done. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else? All right, then let's have a motion, please, to accept the report.
Second.
Further discussion? Roll call. Thank you.
Novick?
You know, every once in a while you hear that the city of Portland should focus just on the core services that it provides, and that we should spend all of our money on parks and housing and police and fire and not get into other stuff. And the truth is that we spend the overwhelming amount of our money on police, fire, parks, housing, basic services. But I challenge the people who say that we should limit our spending to those services to look at Future Connect and say this is a frivolous use of taxpayer money. Thank you very much to the presenters. I think this is a great and proven program. I'm pleased to say, vote aye.
Fritz.
Thank you, Commissioner. Yes, I'm very proud that this is one of my pet projects. And I'm wearing PCC blue in your honor today. I have in my office the sign that says, keep calm and create opportunity, from the fundraiser last year. I'm very proud. This is one of the things that Sam Adams, when he was mayor, prioritized. And frankly, I was skeptical when he said he was going to be putting that amount of general fund at a time that we were cutting everywhere else. Because he was the mayor, and he had a plan for how to support students. It's, as you said, it's not just the scholarship. It's the whole wraparound services, the mentoring. And yesterday in the Portland Development Commission's report, we heard that education is probably the single biggest factor in whether our economy flourishes or not. And everybody needs to profit and be a part of that. This program makes sure that everybody can. And I'm so proud to be associated with it. Please keep coming back, giving us your annual report. Please keep inviting me to your kickoff events and your graduation events. Please bring the students here to get their certificates, because it's so important that the citizens of Portland understand that these are the kids that they're investing in. And again, thank you to the taxpayers of Portland who are investing in this program. It's going to pay off so many ways. And I believe it is in the ongoing fundings, but don't let that take away from the need to keep coming back and giving us the report, because it brings joy to my heart. It's good for us to know that we do invest in important things that may not show right away the benefit to our economy, to our city. When you hear folks like Marius talking about the difference it made in his life and his family's life, it certainly pays off right away. And I'm also very proud that Portland Parks and Recreation partners with our summer youth programs, so that kids who go through the grant program or other internships with Portland Parks and Recreation are automatically eligible to get the Future Connect scholarships. And that also provides a school-to-work channel for us in Portland Parks and Recreation, and we appreciate that partnership. Thank you so much for coming. Aye.
Fish?
Well, thanks to our friends at PCC for the presentation, and I wish Marius the best of luck, although I hope I have limited contact with him in his new profession. Mayor, thank you for bringing this forward. Commissioners Fritz and Smith, thank you for being champions for this program. And I'm delighted to be reminded by my friend Commissioner Fritz that it's actually in our budget with ongoing funding, which means perhaps the only ministerial act is to renew the contract, which I'm sure you will get the full support of this council. So thank you. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, thank you, Portland Community College, for proving to be a reliable investment partner. So it's very impressive when you have increased the retention rate of students from 20% for ordinary students, which is too bad. I mean, it's too bad we're only retaining 20%, but with Future Connect, that's boosted to 80%. So that's really impressive, or 70%. Either one is very impressive. So keep up the good work and keep those students engaged and being successful. Aye.
Hales.
Yeah, it was a couple of these were mentioned, but it just so happens that in the last 24 hours, the council heard a presentation about the future of our economy and educational success is, as was mentioned, the key to that. I visited a program out at the Oregon State Penitentiary here in the city out on Sunderland Road called A Social Ignition that's teaching entrepreneurship skills to inmates, along with Rachel Wiggins and others. And I was just blown away by the positive attitude, the serious intent, and the entrepreneurial zeal that these young men had, well, not so young in a couple of cases, who are looking forward to being back out in society and trying to make a contribution. In all three cases, you know, the same thread weaves through, which is that if we really focus on education and if we have unusual partnerships, we get great results. And it's going to take that, because we have a lot of kids to reach. So this program is doing a great job. It's reaching a lot of young people and giving them access to opportunity. We're not there yet, as the kid in the back of the car is often instructed. We got a long way to go before we can reach all of our kids with this kind of opportunity. But I really appreciate what you're doing. Appreciate, as I said, hearing from the students. As Amanda said, bring more. It's great. And we thank you so much for your part of this partnership. Aye. Thanks a lot.